Energy is a crazy thing. There are so many things that energy influences, whether it's positive, negative. The direction that it goes really can do far more than I think a lot of us are aware of until we're right there feeling the brunt of it. People that are sensing negative forces that are intelligent can be extremely confusing. But what about when those forces are not necessarily intelligence with the source of being a former living being, but it's the energy of someone who is still living, and that energy is still going around and doing things that one would consider to be paranormal, causing chaos and wreaking havoc in one's life? We hear a lot of stories today about negative energy and different ways that people have attempted to fight back and keep their homes and lives positive. Yeah. Very interesting stories. Things that you may not have thought about when it comes to the world of the paranormal. We're going to hear about a home haunted by the dead, or is it? Could it be the energy of an abusive family member manifesting itself in paranormal ways? And then we'll ask, can you fight negative energy that's not wanted in a home with overwhelming positive energy? One person tries to find the answer to that. And a father's dying wish for his son is to be in good hands as he nears death and helps guide the living with his energy from beyond the grave. Those stories and more in today's EPP bonus episode of Real Ghost Stories Online. It's EPP bonus episode number 332 of Real Ghost Stories Online. My name is Tony Bruschi. Stay with us. Oftentimes when we hear ghost stories, we assume it's someone dead or something else, some entity, something with ill intent, maybe even angelic. We have that as well. Kind of runs the gamut on what exactly it is that we may be dealing with in a situation like that. In this next story, I want you to obviously keep those ideas in your mind as we all sit here and try to figure out what is going on. But I think another thing we need to think about is the energy that one is projecting. And could the energy from a living person be causing a haunting? A very negative person in one's life. Also, possibly the anxiety and the other emotions that come along with living in fear of a dangerous family member. It's something I observed as reading and wasn't pointed out by the writer at all, but it's something I keep thinking about a lot after reading the story. Take a listen. Hello, guys. I've been hesitant on whether I should call or write to you guys to share some of the many experiences that my family and I have gone through. My story may be long, so I want to apologize in advance. Growing up, I was primarily being raised by my father's grandparents. Unfortunately, one day, my father picked me up from elementary and said we're going to Mexico, where my mother lived. I was surprised, but at the same time, happy to see my mother. We didn't have the best of communication due to my first language being English, and heroes were Spanish. I have a younger sister and a baby brother to whom I devoted myself to. I love my brother a bit more than my sister. Don't tell her. Anyways, after my father said that I was no longer going back to the USA, I was so upset and sad about not seeing my grandparents. Little did I know my grandmother had had a stroke and a heart attack, and she could no longer raise me. So my ghost story or paranormal story begins. Growing up with my grandparents, I never had any issues with my father. He was a mean, firm person to me while being in the USA, but that was it. Now, when I started to love Mexico with my mom and brothers, and when I lived in Mexico with my mom and brothers, it was as if my father was a totally different person, one to which I did not recognize. He was mean towards my mother, abusive verbally and physically, and ill brothers and I were not an exception. Father would travel every weekend to visit us in Mexico, and during the week, Mother would take care of us, and she was totally opposite from my dad. She was kind, sweet, and calm. Months went by, and my dad's attitude was so aggressive that I feared for my mother's life and that of my ill brother and sister. One day, on a Sunday afternoon, my father had left to the USA. Me and my sister stayed up late, and we went to bed, but in the middle of the night, I guess my sister, who was a little bit younger than me, left me alone to go to sleep with Mom and my ill brother. This didn't bother me at all. I just turned around and went to sleep. Again, after what seemed hours, I started to hear noises, which woke me up. Still lying in bed and with the light that our fish tank provided, I didn't feel scared. I just stood awake, looking at the ceiling and trying to pay close attention to the noise. Suddenly, I heard glass breaking, pots and pans being tossed around, the metal noise of the spoons and forks falling and bouncing, to which I got up from my bed. But I was paralyzed to the idea that it was my father, and he was mad at Mom for whatever reason at that moment. So I just stood there for a while. I kept hearing glasses and plates break, while in a panic to manage enough courage to go and help my mother. So I ran from my sister's room into the living room, which then leads to a guest room, and then after that room, the kitchen is next to it. So I'm running as fast as I could, but then I froze midway. When I got to the guest room, I realized that the kitchen light was off. And for a few moments, so many ideas started to flow in my head. One of them, and the one that scared me the most, was my dad heard me. And he turned off the kitchen light at the same time, and I was scared. I was scared for my mother. I didn't realize I was not wearing any shoes, so I gave a few steps back while still being in the guest room to turn on the light, which would help me see through the kitchen, and I'll avoid the broken glass or whatever was there, so I thought. After the light was on, I started to walk with caution, and I was trying to peek into the laundry room, which was behind the kitchen, because I felt as if there was someone there. I kept trying to sweep the broken glass with my bare feet, but I never stumbled upon any fragments, which I found a bit strange. Suddenly, the kitchen lights turned on, and I felt this cold sweat travel throughout my body. I managed to turn around, and to my surprise, I saw my mother. She'd been asleep, for the pillow marks were on her face. I didn't hesitate to ask her if my dad had returned, to which she looked at me surprised for that question. She responded to, "Thank the Lord, no," then proceeds to ask me if I also had heard. Then I stopped her mid-sentence because she too was barefoot, and I was scared she might cut herself. She didn't say anything, only asked me to look around for myself. I was taken by surprise when she said that. But I was confused. After I looked around and couldn't even find a fork or spoon or the smallest of broken glass, she looked at me and said, "Come and stay with us and let's sleep." I was confused, as I mentioned, but I was more intrigued because it didn't seem like my mother cared. The next morning, Mother was not a morning person, so I would usually have to leave for school way before she'd wake up. I did my normal routine, went to school, came back. The first thing I did was ask her about the noise from last night, to which she responded, "We're used to it by now. Doesn't happen regularly, but when it does, it still scares the living hell out of me," she stated. I asked her why this was happening, to which she responded that she did not know. Months, years went by, and as my mother has said, it did often happen. Funny that it would only happen when my father was not around. Things started to get worse and worse with my father, to the point in which I felt he was using me as a punching bag. More and more creepy and scary things kept happening, only during the week, though. Sometimes we all would be watching a movie, then suddenly you could hear footsteps on the roof, or we would hear like a pebble rolling, just rolling and rolling. Keep in mind, during this whole story, I'm living in Mexico, and most of the houses in Mexico do not have AC, nor do they have attics. So whenever we would hear footsteps, we would be afraid of it being a spirit, a ghost, or a human. We were scared of many things that would happen if we would talk too much. It would be too much for us to handle. My sister and my brother are the only ones who know this next part of the story, along with myself, obviously. My mother did not see anything, but she believed us without a doubt. Because of all the incidents, all four of us would sleep in the same room together almost every night. It seemed to help. One day my mother, which she's a nurse, was asked to help out the mother of her friend. So my mom reaches out to me, due to me being the oldest, and says, "So-and-so is sick and I need to go and see her. I'll be back later. I'm locking you guys inside. I'll be right back. 30 minutes max," she said. I was okay. We'll be fine all together. She turned around and left out of the front door, and then we heard this closing sound of the door, the big metal gate, which none of us could open, and we felt safe, or so we thought. A few minutes went by, and my sister asked me to play dolls with her, or more, as in, you can make me clothes for the dolls. I agreed, and all three of us took out all the Barbies and started to play. My old brother was the designated driver due to he had the cars and my sister had the Barbies. I was the tailor and so on. You know, kid games. Suddenly I felt very strong presence that was so heavy. Makes you feel as if someone is watching you. I stopped playing for a bit, still sitting on the floor next to my brother and sister. I turned around and I see what seemed to be a thing. It was a figure of my mother. I kept looking at it. It had this dark aura, but nonetheless, it was my mother's appearance. It was somewhat pale, had dark circles under her eyes, and was wearing a dark blue and white striped shirt, which was funny, because my mother didn't have one exactly like that which I was seeing. We never found one after this incident. We looked. Anyways, I kept looking, and then suddenly, from my mouth, I said, "Mom?" My ill brother immediately turned around and started to walk towards her. I remember swinging my arm out, stopping him, trying to get him out of sight. But my sister walked behind my brother, and I kept this uneasy feeling. So I followed them. This thing, whatever it was sitting on my bed in my room, which was connected to my sister's room. So I walked right behind my sister, lost sight of them for a few seconds. When I finally reached to them, I was upset to find my ill brother crying uncontrollably. I immediately assumed my sister had made my brother cry, so I got mad at her and asked what happened. She was stiff as a board, holding my little brother from the shoulders, so I knelt down and asked him what was wrong. And all he said is, "Mommy vanished." I was lost and asked him again what happened, and he said he was following and calling for Mom. He also stated he followed her into my parents' room, but in front of his own eyes, she vanished. I couldn't believe a word he was saying, because he was way younger than me. He made it up, I thought. I then asked my sister what happened, and she said that she had seen the back of this thing go inside of my parents' room. But when she stepped in, she saw my brother looking under the bed, looking for Mom, that I just saw walk in. And right there, so we're going to pause things. If you want to hear the rest of this story and the rest of the other stories in our episode in their entirety, become a supporter of the show. We call them an EPP. Extra podcast person. Sign up at ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories. It's only $5 a month to become an EPP to support the program and get access to all those bonus episodes, 332 of them, new ones every week for you, advanced episodes of the show, which are commercial free, our archive of episodes, and so many extras as well, our ebook, our audiobook. You get all that. Sign up at ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories. We thank you in advance for your support. Until next time, for all of us at Real Ghost Stories Online, I'm Tony Bruschi. Thanks for listening.